The Lord on occasion has had to beat me over the head to get the right thinking in my mind, the right idea, a correct concept from the scriptures. I don't know if that's ever happened to you. It sure happened to Simon Peter. Listen to what happened to him as he was staying in Joppa at the house of one called Simon the Tanner. While Simon Peter was there, God had told Cornelius to send servants to bring Peter to his house. Listen to what happened in the meantime to Peter. As the next day, as the servants of Cornelius went on their journey and drew near unto the city of Joppa, Peter went up upon the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. It's in Acts, the 10th chapter and the 9th verse. On the next day, as the servants of Cornelius went on their journey and grew near unto the city of Joppa, Peter went up on the housetop to pray about noontime. And he became very hungry and would have eaten, but while they were making his meal ready, he fell into a trance and saw heaven open and a certain vessel descending unto him, as it had been a great sheet knit at the four corners and let down to the earth, wherein were all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth and wild beasts and creeping things and fowls of the air. And there came a voice to him, "Rise, Peter, kill and eat." But Peter said, "Not so, Lord, for I've never eaten anything that is common or unclean." And the voice spoke again unto him the second time, "What God has cleansed, you shall not call common." This was done three times, and the vessel was received up again into heaven. Now while Peter doubted in himself what this vision which he had seen should mean, look, the men who were sent from Cornelius had made inquiry for Simon's house and stood before the gate and called and asked whether Simon, which was surnamed Peter, was lodged there. If you want to talk about a shock that was coming to Peter, the first shock was the Lord said, "Remember all those laws about you couldn't eat this and you couldn't eat that, and this was unclean and that was unclean? I've cleansed all that, and it's no longer unclean, and you may eat it." And I like Peter's answer to the Lord, "No, I've never eaten anything that is unclean. I'm a good Jewish man." The Lord was trying to teach him a lesson, and as he was thinking about this drastic vision that he had from the Lord, here are some people standing at his door, some of them maybe in military garb, and they are asking for Simon Peter to come to the house of a Roman centurion. You know what the Lord said? "Go with them. I've sent them." What a shock. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I pray that you would help me. If you need to shock me some way to get the right ideas in my way, in my head, I know you've had to do that, Lord. You've had to pound some concepts into me. I've had to learn them, some of them the very hard way, Lord. But I pray that you would be faithful to me, Lord, and continue to do this, as you did to Simon Peter, not finding fault with him, but trying to correct and discipline him. So discipline me, O Lord, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.